This is the Shanaki for Friday, September 2nd, Death of a Dishwasher, Part 3. For the Shanaki, I'm Patrick McLean. It's 9:15. Every table in the restaurant has been turned at least once. All of the dishes are dirty. Normally, they would be washed and returned to the dining room, but the natural order of things has broken down. Behind a pile of dishes, Billy, the dishwasher, is dead. The dishes have stopped moving, and everyone has been too busy to notice, throwing their plates in the pile and leaving it to be someone else's problem. But this game of restaurant Jenga is about to come crashing down. As Tim, an overworked waiter, ladles a bowl of soup, the crisis comes to a head.
Spoons? Are you kidding me? We don't have any clean spoons?
Tim storms into the dish station. On top of everything else, now he has to wash dishes? He finds Billy lying on the floor, and it all comes out.
You little bastard! Wake up!
Every snide comment, every time he's had to be servile and scraping, every bad tip and cheap date, everything that Tim has ever swallowed while waiting tables, all of the black bile just bubbles over and pours forth. And then he realizes.
Holy shit. Is he? He can't be. George?
George takes one look at the body.
Mother, you tell anybody I was here when this body was found? I'm gonna gut you like salmon!
George throws off his apron and heads for the door.
But George? Uh-uh, man! It's a front of the house problem now!
What's going on? Where the hell's George go? Oh, crap.
Is he dead?
Yeah. He could be faking.
Look at him. He's dead. Dead as a doornail. Dead as a fucking dishwasher.
Okay. Let's put him in the freezer.
What?
Come on. Grab his feet.
What?
Anybody finds out this guy died in the kitchen, that's it. Nobody's ever going to eat here again. And the restaurant, and the story.
They prop the body up next to a rack filled with meat. Nichols pulls the bottle free from its hiding place. Tim makes a move to leave, but Nichols is overcome with a sense of occasion.
You know, I've been in this business a long time, and it can be a cruel mistress. But it's not without its comping little moments of joy. And for, what's his name? Tim, come on, what's his name? We don't know his fucking name?
He was a dishwasher. Nobody thought he'd be around long enough to be worth getting to know.
That's pretty low, mister.
Well, you hired him.
Oh. Well, you know, George, actually, anyway. We commend his soul to that place in the sky where the dishes are always clean, food cooks itself, and we get to be the customer. Amen.
Nichols makes the sign of the cross with a vodka bottle. Later, as Nichols walks through the dining room, it sinks in. If it gets out, he could wind up working for somebody else again. He could wind up actually having to work for a living.
Excuse me, sir. Could I get a spoon?
What?
You know, a spoon for my soup.
Look around you. What do you see?
Well, it's a restaurant.
That's right. It's a restaurant. Which means we've all got our little problems now, doesn't it? So why don't you try suffering through with some dignity? Like the rest of us.